Welcome to Disney's Magic of Storytelling podcast, sponsored by WakeMed Children's, because inside every child is a story waiting to be told. Our storyteller is ABC 11 news anchor Amber Rupinta.
Disney Princess, the Surprise Ballet. One beautiful spring morning, Cinderella and Prudence, the castle's governess, strolled through the gardens. Part of Prudence's job was to help Cinderella with her duties as princess, and an important event was coming up. Next week, the northern nobles arrive for their annual spring visit, Prudence said. It is your job to host their afternoon tea reception. Prudence led Cinderella to a dark, stuffy room. This is where the event has always been held, she said. But why sit inside if you're visiting in the spring? Asked Cinderella. It is tradition, Prudence said, just as it is tradition for there to be entertainment at the reception. A ballet troupe will perform their spring dance. Ballet, Cinderella exclaimed. How wonderful! I used to take ballet lessons. I love learning to leap and spin and kick and balance on my toes, said Cinderella. I used to perform for my parents in our garden. But now you are a princess, Prudence said. You are expected to host the entertainment, not be the entertainment. But Cinderella had an idea. She told Prudence that she would take care of the performance. She was going to plan a surprise. The next day, the ballet troupe arrived to begin rehearsing. Cinderella asked if there was room for one more person in their show. She wanted to start a new tradition. First, they needed to find Cinderella a costume. All the dancers would be dressed as animals for their spring performance. Cinderella tried a brown deer costume, a gray rabbit costume, and a bright red bird costume. They were all lovely, but none felt quite right. Meanwhile, Prudence was getting curious. What surprise was Cinderella planning? Maybe I'll just go in and see if they need anything, she said. When Prudence opened the door, the dancers quickly held out costumes to cover Cinderella. Hello, Prudence, said Cinderella. You weren't trying to ruin the surprise, were you? Stammered Prudence. Of course not, princess. The next morning, Cinderella showed the troupe the palace gardens. They picked a few flowers from each bed and began to weave them into long garlands to use as decorations for the performance. Prudence was getting more and more anxious. She needed to know what Cinderella was planning. Then it was time to rehearse. Cinderella hadn't done ballet in a while. The first time she tried to stand on the tips of her toes, she stumbled and almost fell. She tried to do a graceful spin, but it made her dizzy. Then Cinderella tried to do a high kick, but she knocked down some of the set. She could have gotten upset, but instead she laughed. She knew she just needed to practice with the other dancers. The day before the performance, the rehearsal went much better. At the end, the other dancers clapped for her. She had come a long way. Outside, Prudence heard the applause. Her curiosity rose again. She had to see what Cinderella was up to. She peered through the window. Cinderella spotted her. She knew Prudence wouldn't give up. Prudence, would you like to help with the surprise? Cinderella asked. Prudence was relieved. Yes, please. The afternoon of the reception, the doors opened. The northern nobles, along with the prince, the king, and the grand duke, filed into the room where Prudence was waiting for them. She swept the velvet draperies aside. Sunlight poured into the room through the open glass doors. Outside was a stage covered in flowers. Everyone stepped into the fresh air. They smelled the gorgeous flowers and heard birds singing sweetly. Smiling, they took their seats for the performance. Where is the princess? The Grand Duke murmured to Prudence. Prudence patted his arm. Wait and see, she said. It's a surprise. A moment later, the dance began. The troupe leaped and spun onto the stage. Dancing in front of the others was the featured ballerina, costumed as a beautiful swan. The dancers began to lift and toss each other into the air. With their strong muscles, they seemed to fly across the stage and land light as feathers. At the end of the performance, the swan ballerina performed a beautiful solo. She rose onto the tips of her toes, kicking and spinning with perfect balance. Everyone clapped as the troupe lined up to take their bows. Then the dancers swept off their masks and the audience gasped. The swan ballerina was Cinderella. Soon, the whole audience was on their feet, cheering for the troupe and their performing princess. Prudence smiled. Perhaps this is the start of a new spring tradition. Cinderella laughed. I couldn't agree more.
WakeMed Children's is proud to support the ongoing enrichment of children in our community and beyond through our sponsorship of the Disney Magic of Storytelling podcast. To learn more about WakeMed Children's, please visit kids.wakemed.org.